from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I just busted in his office this morning. The door was closed. It was all bad.
This is James Wiseman, and y'all listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Thank you, James Wiseman. We're rooting for you. Well, I mean, I guess so, yeah.
One quick thing, too.
Oh, sure.
Uncle Looney said, why such the negativity towards Bronny James? And I'm rooting for the young man, Stoney. I wouldn't like to see the Warriors draft him. That's all. I don't think he's going to be an NBA contributor. So that's why I'm out. Nothing personal.
Well, I don't think anybody at 52 can be an NBA contributor.
I want to throw my computer.
You're right. The Warriors are not going to get a good player at 52.
We don't know that.
They're not going to get a ready-made player.
Look at Dunleavy, though.
Well, I mean, he's
odds and TJD.
He's off to a good start, yeah. No doubt about it. I mean, I'll just be honest with you. From a media standpoint,
it would be a circus.
All things being equal, I'd love for the Warriors to draft Bronny James. That'd be fun. That'd be fun.
What would be fun about? I'm gonna be you. What would be fun about it?
Checking him out, seeing if he's got a chance,
and the circus around it.
See, I don't think it would be a circus for a long period of time. I think it'd be a circus probably at training camp if he was, if he was invited to camp and he's there. But I think once the season starts and he is either the 11th man, here's the other thing. He'll sign a two-way contract if he's got to sign a two-way contract to stay in the league.
Well, if the Lakers draft him, he won't have to sign
that's
a two-way.
Fine. Yeah, that's fine. But I wouldn't not draft him because his agent said, well, he's not going to sign a two-way contract. Okay, well, that's fine. We'll still have his rights anyway if we end up picking him. But anyway, that's, and I'm also throwing in there the fact that I'm just assuming that at 52, the Warriors aren't in love with anybody specific, and they think he's as much of a prospect as a half dozen other guys, and you may as well just do it.
Yeah, real quick, that you got me thinking about our first caller who was talking about the two guys that he would have liked to have seen drafted with the Warriors, connected. But Steiny, the Warriors could have moved up in the first round, and they didn't, and that tells me, they didn't see anything enticing enough.
I mean, that's or what they were enticed by wasn't worth giving up what the other team wanted to move up in the draft. I also wonder if, once the Warriors found out they lost their first pick, they would have had 14 this year had they not made that deal with Memphis in the past. But what I'm getting at is maybe once they had the 14th pick or didn't have the 14th pick, you know, how much homework does your homework stop then on the top 10 guys?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you don't think it's a realistic opportunity to jump up, maybe you wouldn't, but or maybe you would.
You compare the energy and the excitement around Wimby and that draft, and then what this one was, you know, just night and day.
No doubt about it. A couple things around the league. Here's a player that they say is available. I think he's, you know. See, I think the Warriors are at a point, like, if I throw some names at you, you can't use the Warriors mentality of 5 years ago. You can't, oh, he's not good. We're in a different time right now.
Yeah.
You like Tim Hardaway Jr.?
I do.
Dallas.
I don't love Tim Hardaway Jr. How
Dallas may have to move him.
Yeah. He's making give you some oomph off the bench.
He's making $16 million a year. It's a pretty good number. Yeah. He's in the last year of his deal. Let me just ask you this. I mean, if you lose Klay Thompson and boom, Tim Hardaway Jr. is your two guard, are you better, worse, or are you the same?
The same.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
I always like this game. You can get hot with some of them.
A couple other things. Here's a guy who's going to be available. DeAndre Ayton. You want DeAndre Ayton?
I would go to the airport and pick him up, Stoney.
Would you really?
Yeah, I watch him, man. And I'm just – I know he – man, he just – well, he's got some skills. You're a product of your environment. And I know he was on that Phoenix team that went to the finals, and sometimes he looks like he's not all invested mentally. But, Stoney, he's a talented dude, man.
What about – well, here's a guy that his name had come up over the last couple months and years. Nick Claxton. He's going to sign a $100 million deal with the Nets, so it doesn't look like Nick Claxton's going anywhere. How about the Knicks?
Yeah, it looks good, Stoney. They haven't won the finals yet. I know everybody. But for them to do what they did with Bridges and then bring OG back, you are right. How about the Knicks?
Bam Adebayo signed a three-year $166 million deal with the Miami Heat.
Man,
he's 26 years old.
Good.
A couple reports, Brian Windhorst, among others, saying it looks like Jimmy Butler might not be going anywhere. He may stay in Miami. He's got two more years.
He said a lot of stuff, Donnie. You talk about acrimony. My God, how do you come back from saying your coach needs to step his game up? And how do you look at Tyler Hero at dinner or whatever, on the airplane, and act like you didn't say some stuff about him?
Yeah, you apologize.
And you, well,
that's all you do. Yeah, I'm sorry. Emotion got the best of me at that moment. Here's the one thing that I, as it relates to Paul George. So Paul George has a player option, and if he opts out, he becomes a free agent. Warriors probably can't get him if he's a free agent. He needs to opt in.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I'd be surprised about is they say he wants a four-year deal, but I can't believe that he wouldn't take the Kawhi deal of 3 years and about $150 million. Like, why wouldn't he take that, even though, I mean, is he really sticking on 4 years at 34 years old? That's the sticking point. That's where I think Windhorst was talking about the Clippers saying they may want to call his bluff a little bit.
We'll find out, but I believe Paul George thinks he's worth every penny of that, and he wants that fourth year. I think he's going to get it.
From who?
Hopefully the Golden State Warriors. And I was driving home yesterday thinking, did I sell my man short? Because I used to fight you about Paul George, but you never said he wasn't talented. But, Stoney, during an 82 regular game season, can do on a basketball court is special. And you know, I'm excited, but every day that goes by that we don't hear the announcement of the baby's not here, I'm just like, man, is it really going the other way? Is he going to remain in L.A. and play in that new building in Inglewood?
Yeah, we'll find out. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, would you even be enticed by drafting Bronny James at 52 if he's there? Would he be worth a flyer? both his game and, you know what, may come with it down the line. I would draft him in a heartbeat if I thought he was as good as any other prospect, and I wasn't. You know,
so you're saying there's nothing to lose, basically, dude.
If the Warriors have a draft board, and right now at 52, there's seven names on there, and Bronny's one of them. Maybe it's not. Maybe he's not. But if it is, sure, why not? I do it in a heartbeat. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Mike. Mike is in Santa Clara. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, look, let's be honest. This draft isn't the greatest draft class in the world. So if we were to take a flyer on Bronny, I wouldn't be upset about it. I'm trying to look at the silver lining through it, is if we were to draft Bronny, you know, he's already getting the tutelage from, like, you know, one of the goats of the game and his dad. But let's think about it like this. Even though we're also in win now mode, especially with Steph's timeline and everything, I'm also looking at the silver lining of he's going to learn from some of the best players in the NBA. You know, Steph, he can help out with just being with the shooting. Draymond with his defense. CP3, if CP3 is still with the team for some reason, he's going to learn how to be a floor manager through him. So I'm just kind of looking at the silver lining through all of it on that, just seeing that he's going to learn from some of the best that ever played the game. And honestly, if we also were somehow to make it work and get Ayton, I would love to get that. But, you know, that's a wishful thought at that point. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Appreciate the call. I mean, the other thing is, I'm sorry, but the stakes are low at 52. They're not going to get a player at 52 for the most part. I mean, you know, for goodness sakes, they drafted James Wiseman at 2. He can't be worse than James Wiseman at 52. And I'm not saying we'll make another mistake, but I'm just saying, all things being equal, why not? And I actually like some of the points the last caller made, Mike, about... What if he's not ready and he's going to be ready in 2 years? I think he's right. Well, what about the Warriors? How come we're not talking about the Warriors culture now? If the Warriors culture is so great, bring him in.
Well, but you need immediate, you need, I'm going Clint Eastwood, sudden impact. You need something now.
Then you should have moved up.
But what that tells me, Donnie, is they didn't think there was anything worthy of that.
That's right.
Moving up. So now it's about free agency or trade. And that's why I'm sitting here thinking, could Chris Paul really come back? He'd probably stunt the growth of pods if they do pull off a trade. I mean, I got pods in the Chris Paul role next year. I don't have him as a starter because I'm thinking they're going to go land a big boy that would be inserted into the starting lineup, and then pods would be CP3.
Yeah, we're gonna find all that out
soon. Tomorrow.
Yeah, let's go to Austin in San Jose.
Okay.
What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, fellas, guys on site. Be interested to hear what Lacob's got to say. I hope he's busy. He's got time to talk to you guys. Worries me that he may not be taking care of business, but that's another story. I'm just kidding, guys. The whole prior Bronny James, absolutely not. That is ridiculous. Pick somebody off Duke, UConn, Baylor. Go find a kid that actually played on a team where he got coached and won something. There's no accident that the New York Knicks are all a bunch of Villanova guys. You think it's accident they're winning? I mean, come on. That's Bronny James. There's no value. And the last thing we need is bring another guy on the roster that can't play now. And we keep talking about young guys. Under 23, guys, go do your homework. Check the number under 23 list of guys and tell me where the Warriors young guys rank, okay? There's guys that are playing right now. There's guys in their second contract that are being paid. We don't have to wait 5 years for guys to become good. This whole notion that Steiny has that there's this 4 to 5 year plan out there for young guys is antiquated. That's an old mentality. Guys need to be able to come in now and contribute right away. And last thing, Chris Paul, come on, man. If we're still talking about Chris Paul and Klay Thompson as the off-season big moves, man, it's going to be bad next year, man. That's all I got. Thanks.
Wow. The reason that the four- or five-year plan for Warrior rookies is antiquated is because they're a dynasty. I always thought it was just, I never understood why the Warriors were going to six straight finals or whatever it was, and people couldn't understand why the 27th pick in the draft wasn't part of their rotation. He wasn't part of the rotation because they were one of the greatest teams of all time. Strength in numbers. So, yeah, I get it. The Warriors haven't had much success with their young players because they really haven't had an opportunity to play.
Yeah.
Kuminga's starting to get a little bit of an opportunity to play, and a lot of people seem to be high on him, and we think he's going to be a pretty good player. Pajemski played last year. Why? Well, because the team wasn't as good as they were when they were in the middle of their dynasty, and there was room for him. So, I mean, I get what Austin's saying. There are going to be certain players that come into the league and make an imprint right away. But, and you know what? It's going to get easier and easier for young players to make an imprint on the Warriors, if they're not a title contender.
Yeah, and I think of the Jordan Bells of the world. But that was when, you know, the big boys were carrying their weight, and they were in the midst of a dynasty, and we understood. But now, Steiny, I'm sorry, we mentioned James Wiseman early on in the show, but the ghost and the skeleton of that miss, I don't think is going away anytime soon. So I know they don't have the number two pick in the draft this year, but I'm up here just operating through the prism of hope, and man, maybe they find a diamond in the rough. But the bottom line is, for this team to make the playoffs next year, I'm not even thinking about 3 or 4 years. It's not my money, Steiny. It's like, how Operation Get Back, how do the Warriors get back and become a threat in the West? It's through what hopefully we'll hear on the wire or on the ticker, on, you know, that they made a trade for player A, player B, because that's the way to go. Because right now, to Austin's point, Moses Moody, I'm not out on him. Pods, I'm not out on him. And TJD, I like what I see. But Steiny, to his point, when you compare them to the others that have hit the ground running, and the others have hit the ground running on teams that are playing for something.
Tony's in Oakland. What's up, Tony? How you doing, man?
Hey, hi, Steiny. Listen, I just wanted to say one thing, and I'm interested in your opinion about this. You know, with the whole Lakers thing and the former coach being fired and LeBron's supposed connection to that happening, then the hiring of the new coach, he seems to be in the background with and has a lot of power and say so about a lot of things that happen. Here would be my concern about Bronny James coming to the Warriors. How do you know that LeBron's not going to turn into LeVar Ball as far as being the father of a player and trying to tell the team what they need to do with his kid? I'd love to hear what you have to
actually
say.
You know what? That's actually interesting, Tony. I haven't even thought about that. That Bronny's dad is going to be on another team in the NBA, but he could theoretically say, yeah, my kid should be playing more for Charlotte. You know what I mean?
Did that to his own team last year after a loss, saying that Bronny was better than half the dudes in his locker room. So he's got his own fish to fry, LeBron James. So I'm telling you this, Donnie. Bronny James has worked out for two teams, his dad's team and the Phoenix Suns. Do you think the Warriors would come in and swoop them, not even watching them, you know, if you talk, or do you think they've seen enough on film? I don't know what film, because he hardly played at USC, to where they would feel comfortable taking him, thinking he would pop in 2 or 3 years.
Well, there was a player about 15 years ago when the Warriors had the number 7 pick who said, I'm not going to come work out for the Warriors. They ended up drafting him anyway. His name was Steph Curry. So that, to me, is irrelevant if they think the kid can play.
But his resume in college spoke volumes. You know, you had saw Steph Curry play big-time basketball.
He was also the 7th pick in the draft. I mean, this is 52. He's a prospect. Like, they're not going to get a ready-made player at 52. I don't think. I mean, people might say, what about Trayce Jackson-Davis? Well, okay, first of all, Trayce Jackson-Davis didn't play for the first half of the season. Secondly, he is a 4-year college player at Indiana University. So, yeah, he was more ready than most number 55 picks. He also had NBA pedigree with his dad and playing at a big time school under an NBA coach and Mike Woodson. I could kind of see how Trayce Jackson-Davis, you know, carved a role out for himself. But I mean, most of the time when you're taking a 50 to 52, you're just trying to pick the best player who you think might turn into the best player, and if he turns into the best player in 3-4 years down the road, you still do it, because the 52nd pick, you usually don't get anybody who can play.
Yes, Donnie, and that's why the Rat on the Table, brought to you by ATCO, is what they do with Clay, this decision on CP3, and if they fire and pull the trigger, and if they're able to land a big boy like a Paul George or, you know, whoever else is out there, Kevin Durant, that's going to change the immediate future and results for this team. That's what the Warriors Exhibit A is about, you know, on the to-do list.
Yeah, and that's where, like, you and I got into this a lot yesterday. Paul George, that's going to change the immediate future. I don't know. Will it? Like, how, if Paul George is, and I heard Bonte and Chasky talking about this, how sure of a thing is Paul George in terms of you acquire Paul George, and that means Chris Paul's not here. It probably means Clay's not coming back.
We're okay.
I don't know about Kuminga. I would assume it's going to be hard to hold on to Kuminga, because you're going to have to pay him too this offseason. So, you know, listen, I don't dislike Paul George at all. I'm not crazy about how old he is. I'm not crazy at all about giving him 4 years. But, okay, let's take a look at the basketball part of it.
There we go.
How much better are they with Paul George and without Chris Paul and Klay Thompson?
I think a hell of a lot better.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do.
I'm not so sure.
And Paul George being around Dre and Steph and Steve Kerr, and just, you know, this Warrior magic that's helped him so much during the last decade, I think that will help Paul George become a better basketball player. Not, oh, I can go around my back or win 360 windmill dunk, but the IQ part of it. Like that's what excites me. And I can't bury the lead. Raymond Ritter, and I know he was employed by the team. We had the great Fitz on last week, and he went on. If the Warriors didn't have Paul George and they just basically ran it back and Draymond was available, Raymond Ritter did the same thing, Stoney, and I didn't think he had pom-poms. I think he really felt like if Draymond Green had been readily available and they won, six more games, everything could have changed. And that's without them making this big move. But, you know, I'm in camp number one. Go get one of those guys. But if you don't, I'm not going to sit here and look at your partner and say, oh, they got no chance because they're a 10th seed, probably going to be 11th or 12th. I don't feel that.
I don't want to go that way. I don't want to go. I don't want to divide. Like, I feel like that's devising a strategy on hope. But maybe they won't be able to make any significant moves, and they're going to have to take the team that they can do the best with.
But isn't that still hope in regard to the youngsters popping and growing and being able to contribute more? Doesn't that still fall under, hope?
I've been clear. They're at the end of a dynasty. There are no good choices. But I'm realistic enough to appreciate that, like, it's going to be virtually impossible to keep this team on top for the next 3 or 4 years as Steph Curry begins to age even further. Like, I'm more realistic about it, I think, than most people.
And what's scary, Sonny, not to interrupt you, is they're not on top, right? If you go off of last season.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're having the Warriors Offseason Summit on July 8th, 95.7 The Game. The Warriors Offseason Summit with all the hosts, Monday, July 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. Willard and Dibs get the party started at 2. They're going to do their show from 2 to 4, and then all the hosts will join them from 4 to 6. The location, Fremont Bank, 39150 Fremont Boulevard in Fremont. Space is limited, so if you want to jump into that Warriors Summit, you want to be there, go to 957thegame.com to reserve your spot now. That's Monday, July 8th. You want to get there early for Willard and Dibs, you can at 2, but the summit will start from 4 to 6. Do we have Al in San Francisco? Al, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey,
doing
well.
Hey, I'm Bronny. Heck no, don't draft Bronny, man. It's let some other team have the headache. He's not going to pan out as an NBA player, man. He's, first of all, he's not, you know, I mean, he might be, you know, have his dad's genes, but he doesn't have the mentality and the knowledge like his dad. And, you know, LeBron is what, 6'9", 6'10", 6'8"? But this kid is only not even 6'1", I don't think.
Yeah.
So pass on Bronny. Get somebody else in the draft that might help us as a good rebounder. We don't need him as a shooter, but we need a wing. Paul George fits that script because when Wiggins on the bench with Clay and Paul George on the wings, that's a powerful combination right there with Curry. And you got Brzezinski as the guard. You don't need Bronny. Brzezinski is coming into play. He's a good guard. And with what happened to Akimura and Reeves, Lakers, did they trade them away? Are they free agents? Those are another good two wing guys that can help the Warriors out. All right, yeah. Peace out.
Exactly. Yeah. Draft Bronny James and trade him for Hachimura. Mm-hmm. I think it's completely and utterly unfair to say that a 19-year-old doesn't have the mentality or the knowledge. I mean, who knows? And nobody. Who's got? Would anybody bet $100,000 right now and say, "Oh yeah, Bronny's not an NBA player. Never will be." Nobody really knows that.
You lower that bad boy to 50, you might have some action.
Well, I'm
rooting for the kid. I just know my eyes aren't lying to me.
Well, here's the other thing. If dad's 6'9 and he's 6'1, he's going to get bigger if he's 19 years old.
The baby Bryce is the one that is going to be like his daddy, I believe.
All right, what's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Our draft show is brought to you by Petinelli Financial Partners, who strive to build long-lasting relationships with their clients, offering education and guidance throughout life's journey. Joining us at some point in the next hour, Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations and Assistant General Manager Kirk Lacob on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.